Where were you on Monday, April 8th, 2024? Yesterday, when the great North American eclipse occurred, a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse, in a very unique scenario where the moon passes between the Earth and the sun in its orbit, and the sun becomes obscured and only partially visible to the human standing down below on Earth. The world was so engaged, so enthralled by the great North American eclipse. Schools gave off, glasses were handed out. Even the New Jersey inmates in the federal prisons were made sure to be kept inside so that they wouldn't be harmed by the harmful illuminating sun full rays. It was something that was pop culture. Even the Jewish people were talking about it all over WhatsApp, Jewish people in the coffee rooms. It was hack, as they say. And I was a bit confused about it, for on the one side, of course, that someone who wants to study Mussar or even knows the basics will remember that Mussar is very much about seeing things and letting it make an impact on you. Just like the Meraglim failed to do when they weren't able to learn from the Tzara'as that they saw Miriam become infected with. But on the other hand, the smart people in my life, they rarely batted an eyelash at the occurrence. They said, it's wonderful, but I have to go to work. I can't stand outside. The Holy One said, it's wonderful and I should learn from it, but I already have my lessons when I learn in the morning. I study in the afternoon and I get Mussar for my friends in the evening. And they didn't set up time to watch the epic North American solar eclipse. But then I thought, maybe an approach, an outlook on the topic, is that the solar eclipse is remarkably rare, tremendously miraculous, but also as old as time and nothing new. For if we really internalize the lesson of the Ramban in Sof Parshas Bo, the lesson of Exodus, which is that there is no such thing as nature, that God runs the world, Einoi min hogoi uteva shel olam, that the same God who makes the earth stay still can make it shake. The same God who has a sun and the moon in orbit can also make them overlap. That the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that makes oceans move and ebb and flow and lakes to pour into each other can also split water. And they're both, the normal and the miraculous, equally miraculous. Because it's all from Hashem. And if you want a piece of the action to become a part of the Jewish nation, the ticket in is to believe that everything is miraculous. Kulanu nisim ve'ein vohem min hogoi ve'tivoi shel olam. So when the sun will rise in the east and set in the west tomorrow, when the stars will twinkle at night, that's just as miraculous as a solar eclipse. Because all of these signs, these celestial beings, they all preach and are constantly singing the praises of the Almighty. That everything is underneath His jurisdiction. He's in control and there is no such thing as just happenstance. It's all miraculous and directly from Hashem. Maybe that's a lesson to learn from the solar eclipse.